now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20, and we are about to count down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And by Brian's raise the roof motion over here, I feel like he's excited about maybe some of the albums that are in the top 10.
It isn't really raising, it was just kind of like nudging the roof, I guess.
Gently nudging the roof.
Disturbing the roof.
I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week, and we are now getting into what I would say is probably, like, obviously all of the albums are great, but the best albums make it to the top.
Or at least the most popular.
The most popular. I guess you're right. Because who am I to say what is the best?
Arguably, it is what DJs on 29 campus community radio stations across Canada deemed the most enjoyable to play on their respective programs this week. So
there you go.
That's what it means exactly.
Yeah, that is exactly what it means. And it all comes from earshot-online.com.
Yeah, you should go and check it out. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, and it is published every single week, bringing you the national top 50 via this publication that is posted by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Shout out to all of the great staff and volunteers involved there. And this is for the week ending Tuesday, May 10th, 2016. We're bringing you selections from the top 20. And as Anthony mentioned, we're about to get into the top 10, but there's so very much more to go and check out. In addition to the national top 50, you can find specialty charts for genres such as electronic, hip hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, both nationally and regionally, as well as monthly and yearly countdowns, interviews, reviews, and lots more. And as always, you can find that at its online home at earshot-online.com.
And you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure, we are happy to do that for you. We will give you an interview and we'll play something from your latest release. So reach out. We have the top 10, as I was saying earlier, plus Stephen Karlik is back with some more music news for us. And a little later on in the program, Brian's going to give us a little look at some of the debuts that are coming into the charts below the top 20. And if in anything, if there is an indication, that's what I was looking for, the word. If it is any indication of the albums coming in, we definitely will see some of them come up into the charts. We saw it from last week. I got two of my three picks right. So I'm going to try and go 3 for 3 this week. Although I shouldn't commit to a total number. I should just say that because sometimes maybe I'm only going to be comfortable picking one, and it's not because I don't think the music's good. I'm just don't know a lot. I don't know a lot about everything, but I know a little about some things. So I'm going to say that I'm going to make picks every week, but it might not be three. But this week, maybe I'll pick three. Who knows? But we'll see what happens once we get to the lowdown. That's a ways away. Right now, we're going to start with 10.
Yeah, we're going to jump into number 10. It is Tim Hecker. His latest album is called Love Streams. Last week it was at number 6, and it kicks off our second hour and into our top 10 with a track called Collapse Sonata. Then Shotgun Jimmy sitting still at number 9. His latest is called Field of Trampolines. You'll hear Solar Array. And Baju Bala also sticking strong at number 8. Her latest album is called Good Advice, and you'll hear Time.
Here's Tim Hecker, your number 10 this week, Collapse Sonata. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
The solar array isn't working today. Could she come out? Could she come out and play? Just tied to the dock with a special type of knot that is easily taken off. There is work to be done. There is grass to be grown, and the branches are to be trimmed at the side of our road.
Earshot 20, number 8.
Too far away to be sure of these little words I'm sending out. Even though I want to, should I be cruel? Safer than kindness, the way I found you, I don't fall out of line. But I can hold on to some time. I can hold on to some time for you. Call me when you got the time. Trying to forget a new sleeping on, or can you find me when I need it? I don't wait in line, but I can hold on to some time. I can hold on to some time for you. Call me when you got the, like you need to. Call me when you got the time. Thank you.
That was Time by Baja Bullah. Her latest album is called Good Advice, and it sits still this week at number 8. Also sitting still, but one spot lower at number 9 is Shotgun Jimmy from the album Field of Trampolines. You heard Solar Array, and we kicked off that set with Collapse Sonata by Tim Hecker. His latest album is called Love Streams. It drops from number 6 to number 10.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. We are counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And of course, all kinds of other great features, including music news from exclaim.ca, delivered to us from Toronto by phone. And it is Stephen Karlick who delivers that to us. Right now, we're going to kick things off with this story, which made my stomach turn when I read the title. My question to you, Stephen, is how does one lose an ear at a concert?
Not easily.
Yeah.
This was a weird one that started on the rumor mill in the office on Monday morning of this past week. There was sort of a rumor circulating that something weird had gone down at the Eagles of Death Metal show, which was part of CMW that ended on May 8th. They were in town in Toronto for their CMW gig, and while plenty of fans were streaming out of the Opera House on Saturday night, one fan left with one less ear than he arrived with. Apparently, an attendee at the Toronto show had his ear bitten off during the set. An employee at Universal Music apparently witnessed the incident and sent Alan Cross a replay of events. He said, quote, "Some guys just got into a fight in front of us, and the one guy bit off the other guy's ear. I am not joking. It was the most fucked up thing I have ever seen. We had to get security to pick up his ear in case they can fix it." Just sharing because it happened right where we were all standing. End quote. Versions of the story had been circulating on Reddit, suggesting that the grisly injury was the result of a fight in the crowd. One user even posted a photo of what appears to be the gnarled ear in question lying on the ground. Unsurprisingly, it's a pretty disturbing sight, but if you wish to take a look, you can find that at a link at exclaim.ca. We didn't just stick the photo there.
Yeah, I hope not.
There were updates later in the day. The Opera House's general manager, Athena Ellenis Towers, told Ox that, quote, "I didn't witness anything, but there was a confrontation between two individuals. We called the police because this is a serious offense." She also revealed that a female member of the crowd picked up the detached body part and handed it over to venue staff, who put it on ice until passing it along to medical personnel once an ambulance arrived. The Toronto Star reported that the victim required surgery to repair and reattach his ear, and now 45-year-old Martin Edwards has been charged with assault and aggravated assault. The victim remains unnamed. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, man. Lesson learned here, for me at least, wear earmuffs to concerts.
Yeah, not just earplugs, muffs.
The whole
wear
thing.
A helmet, kids.
Yeah.
Keep it safe.
Oh, well. Anyway, we'll move on from that before I lose my lunch. New music to talk about from Devin Welsh of Magical Clouds.
Yeah, Magical Clouds, of course, we talked about on this show. They announced their split earlier this year, but frontman Devin Welsh hasn't slowed down his creative output. He resurrected his previous project, Belave, for a new album just weeks after announcing the dissolution of Magical Clouds, and now he's returned with a brand new solo offering. He's sharing 8 new songs under the umbrella title Down the Mountain, and though he's not calling an album, Welsh did release a statement explaining the latest music, which calls it, quote, "a small collection of songs that were written at different times over the last 2 years. Some of them were written during the same time as Magical Clouds' album Are You Alone, but did not end up on that album for one reason or another. Others were written and recorded for fun last summer. I want to release all these songs because I like them a lot, and since I'm working on new music, my attention will inevitably go to that new music, and these songs will be forgotten, and forgotten songs are sad." He says that they, quote, "deserve to be released." He also mentions that if the recordings sound a bit rough, it's because he mixed and mastered the songs himself, but assures fans he's in the process of learning how to get better at the technical side of things. For now, you can actually hear the new collection of songs at exclaim.ca or on Devin Welsh's Bandcamp.
Well, it sounds great, and we'll round out this hour with another music announcement from Wolf Parade.
Yeah, a lot of Wolf Parade news. They recently confided with Exclaim that their current run of reunion dates, which are beginning later in May, would be complemented with a new EP's worth of material. Going by a newly uploaded Amazon listing, that EP should actually be landing next week. Amazon is currently listing a new 4-song entry from Wolf Parade, going by the title EP4. The mini effort is apparently dropping next Tuesday, May 17th, through the band's own Wolf Parade Productions. You can listen to snippets from each track online at Amazon.com. Of course, we previously reported that the band's Dan Bochner noted that the latest batch of songs Wolf Parade put together are, quote, really fast and lean more towards the concise approach of the band's debut album, Apologies to the Queen Mary, over the more grand interlocking riffs of their last album, 2010's Expo 86. You can see the cover art for that EP at exclaim.ca, as well as a track list, and of course, more details.
Awesome. Great stuff. Lots to look forward to. And of course, you can check out those stories and much more at exclaim.ca. Stephen, always a pleasure to chat, and we'll throw it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. So in the time since I was last on the program, there is a new Radiohead album out. It is, of course, titled A Moon-Shaped Pool, and you can read my review of it at exclaim.ca if you are so inclined. Even if you aren't, you're about to hear their excellent 6.5-minute epic, Daydreaming. It's not epic in the sense that it is loud or grand, but in that it is long and beautiful, truly some of Radiohead's best work. It's Daydreaming on Earshot Radio.
Thank you. Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring M83, Deftones, Wolf Parade, Director X, White Lung, PJ Harvey, and our Summer Screens preview. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was BB the Dog by M83. His latest album is called Junk. It's all the way up from number 10 to number 6, swapping spots with Tim Hecker, if you will. Before that, Laura Sauvage and Dying Alone from her new debut, Extraordinormal, at number 7, up from number 11. And Stephen Karlik gives us a pick once again this week from the new Radiohead album. This time around, you heard Daydreaming.
And we're not going to get into this right away. Because the lowdown's going to come in the next bit. But Radiohead is on the charts, and I'm making a prediction that they will be making it in. So that was just a bit of foreshadowing from Mr. Karlik, I think.
Well, there
but
you go.
Who knows? But that's going to be one of my picks. Anyway, I have a little story to tell you before we get to the charts. I know no one cares, but I'm going to tell it anyway. So the pants I'm wearing right now the zipper's broken, and I had to use a butterfly clip to hold my zipper together because, like, one of those ones that have the clippy on it, and yeah. That you put paper together, because I couldn't find an actual pin and the zipper was broken. And last time I wore these pants, it happened, and I was like, well, I got to throw them out. I didn't for some reason. And moral of the story, though, is butterfly clips that you normally use for paper, multi-purpose, because it's done its job.
What a fashion statement day. You're making.
I know. It's great. Anyway, so...
and today I just had to give a presentation in front of
people.
A bunch of people, so that's great.
Yeah. Well, it was either that or I'd risk a little peekaboo game. That's not good.
Oh, geez.
So, I wear
thanks
underwear,
for the story,
obviously.
Anthony.
Yeah, no problem. So, we're going to get back to
we're going
to
play a song about that. No, it's not about that.
It's about butterfly clips. No, Stay. We're going to get back to the charts. Number 5. And number 4 coming your way. And when we get on the other side of that, we'll have the lowdown for you.
Well, this is a song that Plants and Animals wrote about this specific situation before they even knew it was going to happen. The song's called Stay, such as Please Stay in Place, Anthony's Pants. And it's from the new album Waltzed In From the Rumbling, all the way up from number 13 to number 5 is that record. And then sitting still, number 4, Parquet Core from the record Human Performance, you'll hear Captive of the Sun.
The door, 'cause I have been wondering, what is it all good for? And baby, don't let me say that it couldn't be that way, 'cause I have been wondering, why would you have to stay?
No, you didn't have to go.
If you stay, if you stay, hey, then I wouldn't have to change.
I don't need to sing that song. Look inside your heart. I don't need to sing that song. Look inside yourself and turn things.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Captive of the Sun by Parquet Core. Their new one's called Human Performance, and it's at number 4 once again this week. And up from 13 to 5, Plants and Animals waltzed in from the rumbling, and a track called Stay.
All right, we have 3 more tracks to get to, but before we do that, we are going to give you a look at what is debuting below the top 20. Of course, we do it every week because there's no way we could get through the whole national top 50 in one radio program without it being extremely long. We pared down to the top 20. That's what we play, but we like to talk about what's debuting because there is a chance they could make their way into the charts. This is the lowdown.
Yeah, 12 debuts below the top 20 this week. Tons of new music coming into the charts. Kicking it off at number 50 is Nothing with Tired of Tomorrow. White Lung with their newest album called Paradise in at number 47, followed by Bleach, one spot up from that. Welcome the Worms. We skip a few there to jump into number 42 with a new EP on Matic Records for Halifax's Walrus. They have a new one out and it is called Goodbye Something. And then the new one from the Islands is called Taste. It's up one spot from that at number 41. We go all the way up to number 35 for a new one by Radiohead, A Moon Shaped Pool, and Frederick Squire as well at number 30, Spooky Action at a Distance. We skip a few more as well as a couple of debuts in there to go all the way up to number 22 with Lal, Find Safety, and number 21, Gray's Outer Heaven. And again, as always, you can find the entire national top 50 at earshot-online.com, and that includes information on the full 12 debuts below the top 20. Anthony will take a peek at the list there, including the few debuts that I didn't mention by name, so maybe he'll pick out some of those.
I think I'm going to pick Radio to make it into the charts, and maybe it won't be next week, but they'll make it in the charts. White Lung, I will say Radiohead, and Grays. But I'm on the fence about Islands too, but I'm gonna go White Lung, Radiohead, and Grays.
Yeah, there's honestly picks. Like 7 of those 12 bands that have been in the top 20 before, so it's could be a pretty interesting week on the charts next week for sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into it. We've got a few more minutes and a few more songs, so here comes your number 3 for this week.
All right, our top 2 are sitting still this week once again, but we do have a fair amount of movement, and that includes our number 3 jumping up 2 spots. It is Operator, Blue Wave, and here's a track called Evil.
Did you run on suburban bone? Up and go.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
I'm
It's the Earshot 20.
Once again, topping our charts and topping the national top 50, that was Black Mountain from the record 4. You heard You Can Dream. Before that, Soon's also sitting still at number 2. That was the aptly titled album Hold Still and Nobody Can Save You Now. And before that, we heard Evil by Operators, their newest album, their debut full length, Blue Wave, at number 3, up 2 spots this week.
And that does it for us. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. And we do the countdown every week. It's the Earshot 20, taking the charts from the national top 50 of earshot-online.com. The show is recorded out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and broadcasts first on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before it gets sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campuses and community radio partners, as well as some online stations too. We thank them all very much for airing the program, and you might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, we appreciate you taking the time to get the program and have a listen, and make sure you check out the charts for all of the albums that we played, and you can also, on those websites where you can download the program, you can find the list of the songs that we played as well. If you're wondering what a tune was, you can go check it out there. We are going to leave it there until next week, when we'll have another countdown for you. But until then, stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.